Okay, we're going. This morning our scripture comes from Matthew's Gospel, the 11th chapter, beginning with the second verse. The messengers from John the Baptist this morning. There's lots of gospel lessons today. We read the one from Luke for our response this morning, and the words from Isaiah are the lectionary ones for today. And also from Matthew's Gospel, we hear the words as the messengers brought forth the word from John the Baptist. And when John heard in prison what the Messiah was doing, he sent word by his disciples, and he said unto him, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another?" And Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you see and hear. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at it." And they went away. Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to look at? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you see out? Go out there to see," it says. What was your reason in going? In other words, "Someone dressed in soft robes, look, those who wear soft robes are in royal places. What then did you go out to see? Did you go out to see a prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom much has been written. See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you. Truly I tell you, among those born of women, no one has arisen greater than John the Baptist, yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." The word of God this day for us, His children. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Oh Lord, we thank You this day for Your Son, our Savior, and we thank You, Lord, for the messenger and the messengers throughout time, whether it be John the Baptist, the ones that left John and went out and looked and came back to his prison cell to let him know what was going on. Sometimes even the doubt of John the Baptist, not wondering and trying to say, "Is this truly the one that we've been waiting for? Is it him?" Because it doesn't seem like what we've been told. The one we've been waiting for, what are we expecting? Are we expecting some great heroic leader, some military figure? What are we expecting? It wasn't the one that he was expecting. So today we ask, Lord, that You just look into our hearts as we look at Your Word and as we meditate upon the things that You have called us to do and be. I ask, Lord, this day that You allow the words of my heart to be pleasing in Your sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer, I do pray. Amen.